With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Quintin Pastrana. Welcome to another episode of Life Sentences, a podcast on the best of poetry and prose. Now, as we end the year and welcome a new one, I've got two poems to share with you today to inspire you to continue your journey with strength and grace, no matter what you're going through now or what you're going to face in 2020 and beyond. Hopefully, these two pieces of poetry will tide you through the holidays and into what is a grace and strength-filled new year. First of all, we're going to start with a little-known prayer that was written by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, you know, the man who wrote The Little Prince and other novels like Sun, Sea, and Stars, or The Flight to Arras, and other really spiritual touchstones of our age. This one is quite special, though, because this shows his most vulnerable side, a very personal side, and was written in one of the toughest periods of his life. This reminds us that there is something always bigger than us, ready to comfort us once we are true to ourselves, and at the same time ready to live fully. Take a listen. Dear Lord, I'm not praying for miracles and visions. I'm only asking for strength for my days. Teach me the art of small steps. Make me clever and resourceful, so that I can find important discoveries and experiences among the diversity of days. Help me use my time better. Present me with a sense to be able to judge whether something is important or not. I pray for the power of discipline and moderation, not only to run throughout my life, but also to live my days reasonably and observe unexpected pleasures and heights. Lord, save me from the naive belief that everything in life has to go smoothly. Give me the sober recognition that difficulties, failures, fiascos, and setbacks are given to us by life itself to make us grow and mature. Send me the right person at the right moment who will have enough courage and love to utter the truth. I know that many problems solve themselves, so please, teach me patience. You know how much we need friendship. Make me worthy of this nicest, hardest, riskiest, and most fragile gift of life. Give me enough imagination to be able to share with someone a little bit of warmth in the right place, at the right time, with words or with silence. Spare me the fear of missing out on life. Do not give me things I desire, but the things I need. Lord, teach me the art of small steps. Now, this next poem was written by a Greek man. So another generation across the pond couldn't have been any more different from Mr. Saint-Exupéry. Now, how this poem speaks to us truly complements Mr. Saint-Exupéry's poem and prayer, and talks to us about embracing uncertainty, enjoying the journey, and making it a transformative one for ourselves, similar to his reference to his compatriot and one of his ancestors, Odysseus or Ulysses. What it teaches us, beyond the prayer we said earlier, is how to enjoy the journey itself with grace and love and hope. When you set out on your journey to Ithaca, pray that the road is long, full of adventure, full of knowledge. The Laestrygonians and the Cyclops and the angry Poseidon, do not fear them. You will never find such as these on your path. If your thoughts remain lofty, if a fine emotion touches your spirit and your body. The Laestrygonians and the Cyclops and the fierce Poseidon you will never encounter if you do not carry them in your soul, and if your soul does not set them up before you. Pray that the road is long, that the summer mornings are many, when, with such pleasure, with such joy, you will enter port seen for the very first time. Stop at the Phoenician markets and purchase fine merchandise, mother of pearl and coral, amber and ebony, and sensual perfumes of all kinds, as many sensual perfumes as you can. Visit many Egyptian cities to learn and learn from the scholars. Always keep Ithaca in your mind. To arrive there is your ultimate goal. But do not hurry the voyage at all. It is better to let it last for many years and to anchor at the island when you are old, rich with all you have gained on the way, not expecting that Ithaca will offer you riches. Ithaca has given you the beautiful voyage. Without her, you would have never set out on the road. She has nothing more to give you. And if you find her poor, Ithaca has not deceived you. Wise as you have become, with so much experience, you must already have understood what these Ithacas mean. And that's it for this episode of Life Sentences. If you'd like to hear more of these, or if you have suggestions on how we can improve or what we should feature next, drop us an email at lifesentencesph@gmail.com. We'll dive into your favorite passages of poetry, fiction, speeches, films, or essays. You can also reach us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LifeSent. This episode was produced by Janina Magundayo. Life Sentences is a co-production with Puma Podcast. Happy New Year, everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.